Dominion Energy faces nearly $300 million setback on offshore wind. The cost of Dominion Energy's Coastal Virginia offshore wind project has climbed by nearly $300 million, the latest in a string of budget escalations that have turned the flagship American offshore wind build into a case study in capital destruction at utility scale. The revised figure adds to a project that was already among the most capital-intensive infrastructure commitments in U.S. Utility history. Dominion's Coastal Virginia offshore wind, a 2.6-gigawatt facility being constructed off the Virginia Beach coastline, had a prior approved cost estimate in the range of $9.8 billion, a number that state regulators at the Virginia State Corporation Commission had already scrutinized in previous rate proceedings. The additional $300 million pushes the project's total cost trajectory toward a figure that would represent one of the highest per megawatt construction price tags for an offshore wind installation in North America. At 2.6 gigawatts of nameplate capacity, a cost base exceeding $10 billion implies a capital intensity above $3,800 per installed kilowatt, a level that compresses returns on any reasonable power purchase or regulated rate of return assumption. Specific terms governing the cost increase, including its precise allocation between construction contracts, equipment procurement, and financing costs, were not disclosed in full detail in publicly available reporting as of this writing. Our view, this is not a Dominion-specific failure. It is a sector-wide margin squeeze that is now visible in the regulated utility P&L, and institutional capital needs to price that risk explicitly. The cost escalation in context. Offshore wind structural inflation problem, the $300 million increase at Coastal Virginia, is symptomatic of forces that have repriced the entire offshore wind supply chain since 2022. Steel fabrication costs, specialized installation vessel day rates, and subsea cable procurement have all moved structurally higher. Jones Act vessel constraints limit the pool of eligible installation ships operating in U.S. waters, which concentrates pricing power with a small number of contractors and removes the competitive tension that keeps European offshore wind installation costs in check. For historical context, Ørsted, the Danish developer that became the defining name in global offshore wind, wrote down approximately $4 billion in U.S. offshore wind assets in late 2023 and exited several Northeast U.S. projects entirely. BP and Equinor took impairments on their Empire Wind joint venture. Avangrid renegotiated contracts. Each of those events signaled that the original pro forma models underpinning U.S. offshore wind economics, built during a period of near-zero interest rates and optimistic supply chain assumptions, were not defensible at a cost of capital that had doubled. Dominion's situation carries a different risk profile than merchant developers because Coastal Virginia is structured as a regulated asset. Virginia ratepayers, not equity holders in a project finance vehicle, absorb cost overruns through rate-based treatment, subject to SCC approval. That regulatory construct is simultaneously Dominion's protection mechanism and its political exposure. Every $100 million added to the project is a number that appears in a rate case filing and eventually on a residential electricity bill in Virginia. At a 2.6 gigawatt scale, each $1 billion of incremental capital added to the cost base translates to roughly $385 per installed kilowatt in additional rate base burden. The nearly $300 million increase represents approximately $115 per installed kilowatt in additional cost passed to Virginia ratepayers, subject to SCC review. Regulatory risk is now the primary variable, not construction execution. The Virginia State Corporation Commission has a track record of scrutinizing Dominion's capital deployment on this project. In prior proceedings, the SCC raised questions about cost prudency and project management. A nearly $300 million increase reopens that prudency review and gives the Commission grounds to disallow a portion of the cost increase from rate-based recovery. This is the mechanism institutional investors in Dominion's equity and debt need to model carefully. If the SEC disallows even 10-15% of the incremental $300 million as imprudently incurred, the resulting regulatory asset shortfall flows directly through to earnings. Dominion Energy, D, trades at a regulated utility multiple that prices in near full cost recovery. Any sustained pattern of partial disallowances would compress that multiple. The implication for comparable regulated offshore wind programs in other states, including the utility-owned structures being developed in New England and the Mid-Atlantic, is that state commissions are watching coastal Virginia as a precedent. A Virginia SEC finding of imprudent costs would give regulators in Connecticut, New Jersey, and Massachusetts additional justification for tighter scrutiny of utility-sponsored offshore wind capital programs. What the supply chain data says about the remaining execution risk construction on coastal Virginia remains ongoing. The project is not yet complete, which means the $300 million figure reported in 2026 may not be the final adjustment. Several cost drivers remain live variables through project completion. Monopile and jacket foundation fabrication contracts, once signed, are largely fixed price, but change orders for scope modifications and weather delays add variability. Offshore high-voltage direct current cable systems, which connect the wind array to the onshore grid interconnection, have experienced procurement delays globally as cable manufacturers have been capacity constrained. Deem and Subsea 7, two of the largest offshore installation contractors globally, have reported multi-year backlogs in their own earnings disclosures. That backlog pricing environment does not improve for developers mid-project. Dominion is using the Charybdis, a Jones Act-compliant wind turbine installation vessel, for the project. That vessel represents a meaningful capital commitment and scheduling dependency. Any utilization disruption, whether from mechanical downtime or weather, adds dayrate cost with no corresponding productive output. Our view, the probability that coastal Virginia comes in at or below the current revised cost estimate is lower than the probability of further increases. That is not speculation. It reflects the base rate of large-scale offshore infrastructure projects, which historically run over budget more often than not. Note, final audited project cost figures are subject to SEC review and ongoing construction completion. Terms of specific subcontracts were not publicly disclosed. Investment positioning. What private equity and institutional capital should price into the utility sector for institutional equity holders in Dominion Energy? The near-term question is whether the Virginia SEC's prudency review results in partial cost disallowance. That outcome, if it materializes, reduces regulated rate base, compresses allowed earnings, and pressures the dividend coverage ratio. Dominion's current dividend yield has been a primary justification for holding the stock at its current regulated utility multiple. Cost disallowance risk is not fully priced into consensus estimates. For credit investors, Dominion's investment-grade paper continues to price in full regulatory support for the project. A pattern of SEC disallowances would not immediately threat investment-grade status, but it would widen spreads on Dominion secured debt and slow the pace of any potential rating upgrade. For private infrastructure funds and project finance participants evaluating greenfield offshore wind in the United States, coastal Virginia provides empirical data on realistic all-in construction costs. A pro forma that assumes $3,000 per kilowatt for a new U.S. offshore wind project in 2026 is not defensible. The Dominion data point, combined with Northeast developer write-downs from 2023 and 2024, suggests the floor for credible U.S. Offshore wind cost estimates is now closer to $3,800 to $4,200 per kilowatt. The Plaquemium view the market continues to treat coastal Virginia's cost increases as project-specific noise inside a regulated utility structure that insulates investors from the full economic damage. That framing is incomplete. The more important signal is structural. The United States does not yet have the supply chain, the vessel fleet, or the grid interconnection infrastructure to build offshore wind at the cost assumptions embedded in state renewable portfolio standards and federal clean energy targets. Every major U.S. offshore wind project built between 2022 and 2026 has come in over its original cost projection. That is not bad luck. It is a market telling participants that the original price signals were wrong. The second-order play here is not short Dominion. It is long the companies that benefit from a world where offshore wind construction is slow, expensive, and regulatory risk-laden. That means onshore wind, large-scale solar with domestic content compliance, and the grid transmission infrastructure that becomes more valuable as generation capacity builds more slowly than load growth projections assume. It also means the demand response and battery storage layer, which fills capacity gaps when offshore wind timelines slip. Plaquemium's thesis, the company's position to win in U.S. power infrastructure over the next 5 years, are not the offshore wind developers. They are the grid operators, the onshore clean energy suppliers, and the industrial companies building the physical infrastructure that makes any of this work. Dominion's $300 million cost increase is a data point, not an aberration. Investors who treat it as a data point will be better positioned than those who treat it as a surprise. The bottom line, Dominion Energy's coastal Virginia offshore wind project has absorbed a nearly $300 million cost increase that pushes its total cost trajectory above $10 billion and its capital intensity above $3,800 per installed kilowatt, a level that stress tests every regulated rate of return model built on earlier assumptions. The Virginia SEC's prudency review will determine how much of that cost increase reaches rate base and how much becomes an earnings drag. Institutional holders of Dominion equity and debt should model partial disallowance as a base case, not a tail risk. More broadly, every pro forma for U.S. offshore wind built before 2025 needs to be rebuilt. The Dominion data point confirms what Ørsted's 2023 write-downs telegraphed. American offshore wind economics have reset, and the reset is permanent.